I never been thought as pretty. I never been in that great a shape. In conversation, I ain't witty. I'm a highly functional basket case. Submedicating with amphetamines.
Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. I hope everyone had a great weekend and great Thanksgiving, and you scored some sweet deals for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I'm so excited for today's episode. Today we're talking about bumpin' uglies. Music, that is. Let me introduce y'all to Be Hard and the Uglies Nation. They're a band, not a brand. They don't have fans, they've got family. Although we're still huge fans. Let's get to it. A man with a guitar, music, and a message started playing bar gigs on I-95. That man, Brandon Hardesty, was chasing his dreams and decided to add a few more dreamers along the way, thus giving birth to Bumpin' Uglies. And the rest is history. Speaking of history, let's give a little on Bumpin' Uglies. They are an American punk reggae band, white boy reggae, hailing from Annapolis, Maryland. Bumpin' Uglies music falls under the ska category, and if you're not familiar with that genre, let me give you a brief description. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. Ska is defined as a genre of music that originated in Jamaica in the late 1950s, and is characterized by a combination of Caribbean rhythms, jazz, and American rhythm and blues. Ska was pioneered by the operators of mobile discos called sound systems, and was the dominant music genre in Jamaica in the early 60s. Ska has evolved over time with influences from punk, new wave, alternative rock, and more. It has had off and on mainstream popularity with a revival in the late 2010s. Ska is considered an important genre, especially in relation to this punk subculture. Now, I'm a fan of metal. I'm a metalhead at heart. But I was hooked the first time I heard that electric guitar whine and whisked me away to an island far away while I danced in my kitchen. I continued to listen throughout the rest of the day, hoping to be put back on island time. I continued to explore the BU music, and it later gave me something to vibe out to while I enjoyed a special treat all BU fans are familiar with. Wink, wink. It was a slow burn night with Be Hard and the boys. I mean, listen for yourself and tell me this isn't the best vibe.
It's a slow burn.
Man, what a lyrical genius. Listen to that passion when he's singing. I also love how you can hear him smile as he sings Bad Decisions. If you listen close enough, you can't miss it. It always puts a big smile on my face. I used to work from home, and on Wednesdays we would have a Zoom meeting, and my boss would ask us if we wanted to share some music during the meeting. I shared my newfound love for the Uglies with the group. I had slow burn on a pretty heavy rotation, and John, hey John, being the coolest John I know, definitely agreed it was some good vibe music. There are just so many songs that I absolutely love. Like, for the longest time, my alarm was set to Florida Showers. My youngest daughter, Nora, she loves Florida Showers as well, and Island Time. She loves when Behar talks about his doggo snoring. But I'd have to say one of my absolute favorites is This Is Ours.
When I'm here with you, there's never anything to prove. Effortless and simple, loving you is easy. All you ask is to be held at night before you fall asleep. No one else will have this, 'cause no one else will be us. This lives and dies with you and I. This is unique and it is ours.
Man, that song just gets me in the feels every single time. You can tell that BU really is a band that loves music and loves their family of uglies, and we love them right back with all of our little hot dog loving hearts. I've never seen such a beautiful group of souls that interacts with their family, as much as BU does. If you're part of the Uglies Nation on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. Brandon's Facebook Lives, where he plays some of our favorite BU tunes and talks about new music with BU and other artists, upcoming shows and reggae festivals, and oftentimes just what's going on in his life. It's like sitting and having a conversation with one of your best friends. I've seen so many times BU family reaching out in the Ugly Nations to new friends they made at a show, or making plans to connect with old friends and BU fam to split a room or offer their home to someone coming out for a show. Did I mention how awesome BU and the Uglies Nation are? You can tell BU really cares about everyone who's part of their tribe. You know Behar really loves you if he cracks a dad joke or sick burn on your comment, meme, or post in the Uglies Nation. Well, now that y'all know the boys, I'd like to take a minute and introduce you to Dawn, the lady behind the scenes and the merch, the mistress of managing mischief who gave me the green light to spotlight BU and their music. Dawn let me do a little Q&A with her via email. What a kick-ass lady, y'all. This woman was working on merch, Thanksgiving, and everything in between and still made time for a Q&A. But before we get to that, I'd like to give Dawn a special thanks for giving me this opportunity to highlight BU, their music, the Uglies Nation, and herself in today's episode. Now, ladies and gents, let's get to know the mother of the Uglies Nation, who wants us all to know that Uglies Nation are truly the nation's sickest fans, and they truly have no idea how much Dawn and them appreciate our support. And I've got to tell you, Dawn, we absolutely appreciate everything that you guys do for us in the Uglies Nation as well. All right, let's get to it. Dawn is a huge music junkie and has been all of her life. Dawn is married to Nick, and they've been together almost 12 years. While Dawn is a headbanger first and foremost, Nick turned her onto the reggae-adjacent scene. Dawn has one son who is 28 and a doodle named Odie. Hi, Odie! And when Dawn's not managing BU in the Uglies Nation, she works full-time as a controller for two car dealerships. Right on, girl. I love the bleh and headbanging, too. Throwing up the horns for you right now. Dawn, how did you land such a sweet gig with BU? I was doing a lot of promoting for Dirty Heads way back in the day, and Brandon hit me up and asked me to take a listen to the Sublime with No One EP, which wasn't actually released until the following year. And I instantly fell in love with all the songs on it, went back and listened to everything else he had put out, and became an instant fan, and felt like everyone I knew needed to hear these amazing songs too. Brandon asked me to help him run Uglies Nation, and 29,000 fans later, here we are. Brandon will tell you he asked Santa to send me to him for Christmas. Little did I know that job would also include managing Brandon's life. Now, I don't know if you guys remember MTV Cribs, but if that was still a thing, that's an episode I would absolutely love to see. And Behard, I know you asked Santa for Mike Tyson to pummel Jake Paul recently, but Santa bringing you Dawn is probably one of the best Christmas wishes so far. How has BU changed your life? I have met so many amazing people through their music that have become family. We have raised money for so many charities, and I hope have changed some lives along the way. What are some of your favorite BU moments from touring, fans, and shows? The first show I went to at the Saint in Asbury Park, where there were maybe about 10 of us total. The first time they got asked to play Reggae Rise Up in Florida, and flying from Connecticut for the Magic, Beast from the East, hitting number one on the iTunes charts when it was released. Seeing BU play the 930 Club in DC, the first weekend at Wolfie's, and not knowing what the fuck we were doing, but we not only did what we do, but we created this amazing annual musical festival that people would not miss no matter what they've got going on. People come for the festival. The music is a bonus. Now rebranded for 2025 as High Hopes Musical Festival. Meeting some lifelong friends along the way, getting to listen to new music as it is created from an idea to when it comes out on an album. 2025's album is a game changer. I'm so excited, I cannot wait to listen. What's your favorite BU song? Oh man, that is a really tough question. There are so many. I truly could not pick just one or even five. I feel you, girl. There are so many bangers, it's really hard to narrow it down. What are you most excited for your future with BU and the Uglies Nation? I'm super excited to see them continue to grow year over year, selling out shows and bringing the crowds to their musical sets. They are such a party. I love the growth we've had with the Uglies Nation from 800 people when I joined to almost 30,000 fans today. It is crazy that it is such a positive group with little to no drama and that we have so many spin-off groups, so there is something for everyone there. It is definitely a labor of love for me, and I truly have the best admins to help keep the wheels turning. Could not do it without them and could not do what we do with High Hopes Festival without our amazing volunteers. Thank you, Dawn, for letting me pick your brain. Now, as it was just mentioned and many times before, this is a labor of love, and from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank the whole BU crew for all you do, the music, the interactions, for being so involved with the Uglies Nations. Whenever y'all need us, just wave the Uglies banner and the nation will heed the call. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well, and I hope I've inspired you to check out Bumpin' Uglies. Trust me, you won't regret it. Speaking of bumping things, I'd love it if you'd bump out an email with a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey to ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. And remember, you're only under the influence if you're caught. Just kidding. Please drink and dab responsibly. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye. Play us out, boys.
Cracking open the natty light, we're twisting another fatty tight, cause nothing tastes as good as that first hit. And working for money that's already spent on nights at the bar instead of the rent. A bender ain't a bender until you quit. And I can't see why we need to conform to the norm of what we are told to be. So we're making bad decisions, bad decisions tonight. And keeping it up until the morning's light. Cause we don't need no guarantee.